What's up with NSCDS? What's up with NSCDS? What's up with NSCDS?
On this episode of What's Up with NSCDS,
which stands for North Shore Country Day School,
we look through 46 years of the school newspaper, The Purple and White.
Students published it from 1920 to 1966. Here are some of the interesting news items we found.
December 1920. News item. The Christmas bazaar in the gym was in full swing. You could buy calendars, ice cream, and luscious pies and frosty cakes.
You could watch a musical and listen to a jazz band.
The Christmas bazaar raised $655.
The money helped to make the school library bigger.
May 11th, 1923. News item. The new campus building will be dedicated soon and open for use next term. The floor plan shows the first floor classrooms for the girls and the second floor classrooms for the boys.
The basement will have a wood shop, print shop, science lab, and bicycle room. The third floor will have a huge study hall, 84 feet by 36 feet, and a library.
October 22, 1928, news item.
The second and third graders made a chicken coop that was home to a rooster, two chickens, a duck, and a drake. One day, the rooster escaped from his new cage and caused much panic before being recaptured.
The third graders reminded everyone to close the gate on the chicken coop after you go in it, so this would not happen again.
April 1933, news item, first grade news.
The first grade acted out Humpty Dumpty and Little Miss Muffet.
Some first graders sent postcards to the class over spring break. Baby guppies were born in the class aquarium.
The first grade was setting up a post office.
June 1934, news item. The senior class gift this year was a sidewalk. The concrete walk was placed on a plot of grass which students had to walk across.
Before the sidewalk was built, the grass got really wet and muddy, and it turned into a quagmire.
November 15th, 1939. News item.
The North Shore football team had its best season ever in the 20-year history of the school.
They went 5-0.
North Shore beat Loudoun 48-7 in the last game of the season, which they played on a Saturday.
June 11th, 1943. News item. Two junior girls and some fifth graders sold war stamps to raise money for the war. They raised about $140 during the school year.
The sophomore girls made a 62-square patchwork quilt for the Red Cross. Since wool was hard to get, they were not able to knit any sweaters for the troops like they did the year before.
April 1949, news item.
There were only 10 students in the entire junior class, and they were all boys. One of the jobs was room checking, where all of the juniors told all of the other grades how well they did cleaning their classrooms.
Another job was letting cars into the high school parking lot and making sure it did not get too crowded.
January 29th, 1951. News item.
The upper school students wanted a typing class, but the faculty thought there was not enough interest.
38 students signed a petition asking for the class. 2 months later, a teacher was hired, and the typing class started after winter break.
April 1954. News item. For the annual May Day celebration next month, the second grade will perform a play. Each grade will do a dance and make a banner for the May Queen, who is a senior girl.
The senior class will dance the traditional Maypole dance. Children from the Emerson School and the Polish Settlement House will be invited as our guests.
March 1957, news item, lunchroom problems.
Too many students are leaving their lunch trays on the tables and not clearing them. The new silverware and the old silverware is getting bent on a daily basis.
The worst problem is that students are stealing milk by taking it and not paying for it.
January 1960. News item. The Morning X Committee had a pet project, a series of Morning X's all about religion. The goal was for students to know the truth about different religions instead of incorrect rumors.
The students learned about ancient religions when the fifth grade did a presentation on Greek myths. Other Morning X's will cover religions in the Middle East, the Far East, Europe, and the United States.
November 1965, news item. Art students are welding sculptures.
Old electric fans and tricycles can be melted, welded, and turned into art objects. Students have made wrought iron tables.
If you come to see them, be careful of the hot metal.
You can find all 46 years of The Purple and White online at archive.org. Just type The Purple and White in quotation marks into the search field.
Thank you to Mrs. Razzo and Mrs. Wyman for the help using the school archives.
That's all for this episode of What's Up with NSCDS, brought to you by Third Grade Audio.
What's up with NSCDS? What's up with NSCDS?
What's up with NSCDS?
Produced by Third Grade Audio.